Josh Bledsoe with the National FFA, and he's the COO. Josh, tell me a little bit about the career show and expo here at the 88th National FFA Convention.
Yeah, we're excited to open the expo this year with almost 400 exhibitors and almost 400,000 square feet of space for our FFA members to really experience what careers in agriculture are all about.
If you could point out some of the big ticket items here at the expo this year, what would be a few that you would just point out and make sure that FFA members get the opportunity to check out?
Yeah, I think one of the really cool things is all of the variety of agriculture that we have represented here, from animal systems to plant systems, environmental natural resources. I'd encourage our members to check out our platinum sponsors and the work that they do to help us provide these wonderful, life-changing, transformational opportunities for young people. You know, in the end, this is all about how we prepare young people to enter into the agricultural workforce and to prepare for the more than 300 careers in ag. And so as they look at this opportunity today, I hope the world of agriculture opens up to them. They can really get their hands dirty and see everything that's out there for them to get involved in.
If you have a moment, could you mention what FFA Hunger Heroes Challenge is here at convention?
Yeah, absolutely. Our Living to Serve team really put some feet and legs underneath what it means to live to serve through our Hunger platform. And so the Hunger Heroes booth here highlights the work that's been done at local level all the way to the national level over the past several years. We had a million meal challenge last year. We exceeded that. Our goal this year for chapters was over 2 million meals. I'm not going to give it away, but thumbs up. I think we're going to be in good shape. This is really bringing to life how local chapters can get involved in their local communities to solve hunger right where they live. And it's a platform that's universal. And what better way for FFA to really impact serving is for feeding and working to eliminate food insecurity.
So just across the wall, we have the shopping mall. Tell us a little bit about that and what FFA members can expect over there as well.
Oh, wow. Almost 60 different exhibitors. They can shop till they drop next door. Of course, the highlight is the FFA Megastore. We've brought tons of our merchandise that they can see online and in the catalog. They can actually try it on and get it. And so I hope they have a chance to really see all of the different really cool stuff, along with all the other exhibitors there that hopefully provide a really great shopping experience for our students.
Mr. Bledsoe, as I call it, it's the Black Friday of FFA. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of National FFA, Josh Bledsoe, reporting from FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.